This is Investor IQ on News Radio 570 WWNC.
My name is Glenn Wessel, and we're back here with Larry Hartley here on Investor IQ, News Radio 570 WWNC. This last segment, Larry, what I'd like to do is maybe take a little bit of time and take a look at some of the mistakes that other people have made with their estate planning, or shall I say non-estate planning. Do you have a Letterman-esque, like, top 10 of, top estate planning pitfalls that people should try to avoid?
Well, number one, I guess, going in reverse order from that theme is not doing any planning at all. And I think we've got some good examples of people who did not do planning. Number two is doing planning with attorneys or through people who do not specialize in planning.
Right. So as an attorney in the state of North Carolina, I'm going to draw a little analogy to a CPA. I'm a CPA. And as a CPA, I believe I'm entitled to practice in any aspect of CPA-dom that I want, except for the fact that you're not supposed to practice where you're not competent.
That's correct.
So, for instance, we don't do auditing and all kinds of things like that. So how does that impact an attorney?
The legal practice is similar. You get a license to practice in the state, but most attorneys do concentrate their practice in various areas. For example, our firm is not going to help you with your latest traffic ticket or your next divorce. Our firm sticks strictly with estate planning issues, and we really concentrate and specialize in that area.
So you mentioned dying without doing any planning whatsoever. What would that be like?
Well, if you die without a will or any other planning, then your state has set up a will for you. Basically, it's called intestate succession. And they have made guesses about what a typical family, where they think that you might want assets to go. Unfortunately, they're not very good at guessing all the multiple different variables that families really have.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any examples of someone who may have, not done that type of planning?
We have some famous examples available. And for example, we've got John Denver, who died in a plane crash in 1997 with no estate plan. He had an estate of about $19 million, and IRS disputes took over 6 years to settle the estate. And on top of that, his IRAs, his pension plans, failed to name pension beneficiaries, which meant that the pensions had to be liquidated quickly and resulted in the loss of tens of millions of dollars of tax-deferred compounding over the lifetime of the beneficiaries.
So that's a catastrophe.
That's a financial catastrophe for the beneficiary.
So his whole life was really kind of wasted in terms of, the financial transfer of, to the next generation.
His family could have had a much better financial outcome if he had done planning.
What about people who don't update their wills regularly? When should someone?
Well, typically, you want to update your wills anytime there's a major life change in your family. You get married, you get divorced, you have children, or some catastrophe strikes. One of your beneficiaries becomes disabled. Another example here, a famous example here, is the example of James Brown. He died on December 25th, 2006, after being hospitalized with pneumonia. His six adult children ended up filing a lawsuit against the trustee for mismanagement of funds. His longtime companion, Tommy Ray Heine, was locked out of the family home upon his death, and his six-year-old son was not provided for in his will. He had not updated his will since the birth of that son.
So is there any way to overcome that by the parts of the family who are, I guess, on the short end of the stick?
Well, in some cases, a beneficiary such as a child or a spouse may have certain rights to take an intestate share. In other cases, a beneficiary is just completely left out. A companion, for example, who is not a spouse is pretty much out in the cold if they weren't provided for in the plan.
Mm-hmm. And what about people who have conflicts where they leave certain assets by beneficiary declaration in complete contravention of what it is that the will is trying to do. What happens in cases like that?
Well, we have situations like that. Marilyn Monroe was a good example. She died at the age of 36. Her will left 75% of her estate to her acting coach, Lee Strasberg, with wishes that it be donated to charity. There was no legal requirement that he do so, and in fact did not do so. Strasberg later remarried, and at his death in 1982, his estate, plus all of Monroe's licensing and royalty fees, went to his widow, a complete stranger to Marilyn and not to charity. Those licensing fees generate over $1 million annually.
And your goal as a estate planning attorney is to...
We would attempt, if she had been a client, to put documents in place which would have been legally enforceable to make sure that the assets went where she wanted them to go, not where some subsequent beneficiary sent them.
Larry, we're running out of time. I want to really thank you for coming in here, especially on our first show. I guess you were jeopardizing your career unknowingly.
It's no problem. It's my pleasure.
But where people can contact you one more time is the website, first of all.
The website is www.strauslaw.com, and our phone number here in Asheville is 828-258-0994.
And you've been practicing for about 13 or 14
13 years.
13 years and 7 years or so in Asheville.
That's correct.
That's right. My name is Glenn Wessel. I'm the host of Investor IQ. You can pose questions to me or contact me directly by dialing 232-2000 or visiting our website at wesselinvestment.com. I hope you'll join us next week here on WWNC News Radio 570, where we will discuss more topics that will be of interest to anyone who's in any way involved in the investment process or the financial planning process. I hope you join us then. Thank you.
This has been Investor IQ with Glenn Wessel. Join us next Saturday morning for straight talk about financial topics that impact you.